Really quickly, I titled a community-based participatory approach to wellness policy implementation and process evaluation a case study. It's pretty much, we have a school wellness council, and we are trying to keep ourselves kind of cohesive and organized. So we're trying to put a study approach onto it to see if we're effective. We are a Boston public school, 6-7 miles away in the suburb of Brighton. We have no relationships to disclose, public school, volunteers, parent volunteers, our administrators here, as well as a couple of teachers. The purpose of our study is that we were very interested in looking at the obesity issues in the city of Boston as well as the state of Massachusetts. We took the Boston Public Schools wellness policy, analyzed that a little bit. Like I said, we are a K-8 school, and we represent what we call our Edison Wellness Council. And we'll go through the overview as we go. Our purpose is to conduct an evaluation of one school's nutrition and physical activity environment and the improvements. We're looking at the pre and post establishment of our wellness council to analyze like some of the changes we've made and some of the pros and cons. Looking a little background on the obesity, the Massachusetts adult obesity rate currently is about 23%, which is low across the country, but it is a high number at 23%. The youth rate's a little lower, it's at 13%, and this is just the obesity rate, not obesity overrate. I think with the obesity and overweight in Boston, it brings it up to 40 with obesity and overweight, but just obese, it's right now at 13 in the state, but 15 to 25% in the Boston public schools, which compared to Brookline, which is one of our neighboring suburbs, is only 9% of the students are obese. Now, in 2011, 29% of Massachusetts public high school students engaged in regular activity. That's less than a third. 19% ate at least 5 servings of fruits and vegetables daily, and 24% of kids were consuming at least 1 soda a day. And most of the stats that are putting up are from the Massachusetts Youth Risk Behavior Survey, which is given every single year, or is it every 2 years it might be. So a little bit about the Boston Public Schools. Boston Public Schools has a comprehensive wellness department. In my opinion, it's a model for the country. We have a really strong wellness council. We have a really strong department, which we have a variety of people that work in. Boston Public Schools wellness policy first passed in June 30th of 2006. And each year, there's some revisions and some updates. And as of currently, in 2010, as you can see, they created a whole wellness department. And I think there's 14 employees in the Boston Public Schools wellness department. And the Boston Public Schools wellness policy states, a wellness council shall be established and or maintained both for the district and for each school, which I think is about 130 schools. These councils shall consist of members who are representative and inclusive of the Boston school community. They shall recommend, review, and implement school district policies addressing wellness-related issues that affect student health. That's a little comprehensive, but that's kind of the wellness policies initiative in a nutshell. And they've asked all of the schools to create these wellness councils. And we are the Edison Wellness Council. Currently, our wellness council consists of 2 teachers, myself and Leslie. We kind of co-chair and kind of get the ball rolling. We have an amazing support from our administration, including our principal, Mary Driscoll. Our school nurse plays an active role in anything that we ask of her. She's very involved. We're fortunate to have a connection with an organization called City Connects, and they work with the Boston Public Schools through Boston College and do a lot of community involvement. And we have a few parents that, particularly Stephanie, who has joined us and helped us look at our wellness councils and see if we're being effective. So we are an individual school within the Boston Public Schools wellness policy councils. So us, a little bit, we have 850 students about. We change every day a couple. We just had a conversation. We have new students still coming in to begin the school year. We're very diverse, 65 different countries. It's about 25 languages. The breakdown of our demographics, 24% African American, 14% Asian, 44% Hispanic, 15% white, and 3% other. And we have a high reduced or free lunch at 85% of our kids qualify for reduced lunch. And because that number is high at 85%, we're able to offer what the district calls universal free lunch and breakfast. So there's not a lot of cash involved, and every kid we're encouraging to go through line, money not being a concern. So our objectives, by the end of this school year, is we want to try to, as a wellness council, start tracking some of our BMI data. We want to be able to look yearly at the data that's collected by the district and compare it to our own data and our own plans to see if we're making any progress in decreasing the obesity rate in our school. And we would like by the end of 2015-16 to get that down by 2%. 2% doesn't sound a lot, but it is a lot when we have such a large number of kids. We're also looking to increase physical activity minutes spent in class. That's not including physical education class. We're trying to get teachers to incorporate physical activity into curriculum lessons. We're trying to get teachers to find creative ways to get kids moving moderately and vigorously, not just up, down, steps, kind of getting kids to breathe heavy, increasing heart rates, things like that. We're looking to improve our school nutrition environment, trying to get some policies in place that will affect kids not only choosing the food to eat, but then eating it and having the awareness and the education of what they're eating. And what I consider probably one of our biggest challenges is continuing to increase the awareness of our teachers and families about the BPS wellness policy and, you know, some of the accountability pieces and some of the results from our surveys, which you'll see in a minute. So we are a wellness team. I say we have parents, students, teachers, a school nurse, a principal, and we've worked to determine what our needs are, where we think we can make some progress, where we think we haven't made progress, what are our challenges, what are our best interventions. And as we move forward, looking, making sure that we're focusing on nutrition and physical activity. And as a wellness council, we feel that those are the two that we can impact quickly and directly and make some progress. So a little data just on our school. All of our children in the school are offered physical education class. That's a plus. It's not happening in every single Boston public school, and it's not happening in every school across the country. So we do have two physical education teachers, so our kids are getting physical education class. Most of the periods are, I think elementary school it's 55 minutes, and the middle school it's 75 minutes. Does that sound right, 75 minutes? This year we were fortunate enough, last year we had a dance teacher, and that's great too because the dance kids are moving, they're breathing, they're sweating, and we, with some of the rules and the regulations and our school's needs, we decided that we were going to have that dance teacher become a health and movement class. So we are still promoting that physical activity, but also now using the physical activity to promote the healthy message. And that health and movement class teacher is also a certified physical education teacher. And he's currently teaching our health and movement class. We have a couple of promotions we try to run about getting kids moving. We have a moving minute. We're on a Monday morning. We have an announcement where the entire school, we get up and we jam for a minute. It's a series of activities that keeps the kids moving, builds kind of some camaraderie in the building and a lot of talk about moving. And we encourage our teachers and have some incentives in place for our teachers to continue that through the week. We can't have our principal make an announcement three times a day for 1 minute and interrupt the whole school, but we're fortunate enough to interrupt that school once a day, on Mondays for a minute or two. And we're fortunate enough to have a Playworks, and I'll say that in 1 minute. Playworks is a recess program. They come in and they teach kids sportsmanship. They teach kids games to play at recess, and it increases movement, increases activity at recess, and it's been a huge hit at our school. This is our second year with the program. I'm going to skip that. That's Kevin Garnett, if you're a Boston Celtics fan, or Brooklyn Nets. That's one of our incentives to pass around to the class. His size 14 shoe is a hit when it comes into a bunch of third graders. That might encourage them to jump around again the next day to get that sneaker to come back, so we are trying to provide incentives. Our nutritional environment, I had mentioned we have universal breakfast and lunch. Our food is offered, fruit and vegetables are at every single lunch. We also, because of the Hunger Free Act from a few years ago, water accessibility is important. We have tons of water available in our school. I think there's like 8 or 9 water coolers throughout the school. We do have an annual wellness fair at our school, and one of our major successes, and I heard Mayor Menino speak, I think it was on Saturday. He's, I don't want to say former mayor yet, but the mayor of Boston, and he had said one of his greatest political challenges was removing soda from the public schools in Boston, and I applaud him for that, but we knew how difficult it was for us to get our vending machine out of our school. It took more than just our principal saying we don't want it. It took more than kids saying we want it. We really wanted it out. And it took months, a long time. It was kind of a political fight to get it out. So we're very happy as a wellness council that we pushed that and we stuck with it. Our wellness fair, we had a great wellness fair. 150 attendees, 70 families. We had vendors ranging from Whole Foods to small community agencies. And one of the key things that we pulled from that wellness fair is we pulled out a data survey. We gave a survey to our families that came in, asking them about recommended vegetables, physical activity recommendations, as well as screen time. And we found that 54% knew what the recommended were, but only 21% were following that or meeting that guideline. 43% knew the amount of physical activity that was recommended, but only 33% felt they were meeting that recommendation. And one of the things I found was only 12% knew all three of the recommendations of the five fruits and vegetables, the amount of screen time, as well as physical activity time. And here's a picture of our health fair. Tons of community. It was very, very well attended. We thought that with the message of offering families physical activity events, offering families food, we had some food vendors, and education, that we would have a good turnout, and we were very, very happy with that turnout. So planning events in schools, I highly recommend physical activity, food, and education. So really quickly, some of the things that in that survey, I know I'm almost done, that participants reported that they learned at our wellness fair. These are the lists that soda has a lot of sugar. Healthy eating and relationships are important for wellness. How important it is to eat whole grains. The importance of eating vegetables and the importance of walking at least 20 minutes a day. Some of the quotes we were also pulled for the survey were revealing because we got a lot of people that were talking about eating healthy, eating fresh, how food can taste well. And one of the things is, ooh, did that go on its own? And down at the bottom is there was a we got feedback that the families enjoyed the physical activity with their children. Is that we taught them some physical activity games. We had our fitness coaches, our PE teachers teaching the fitness activities. And we got great feedback on for getting kids active. And basically that sums up a little bit of one of the things I didn't mention is we have an awesome schoolyard that increased as well. Boston Public Schools, I think it's 85 schools in the last 10 years. They've revamped their playgrounds to increase movement, to increase kids' safe play. And the barriers that we've had is implementing culturally tailored healthy eating and physical activity opportunities. Changing the thinking about food rewards and celebrations, and that is so huge to think about. Let that sink in. Is how do you do that? How do you change those policies? And even from one of our teachers, we had a quote: "Is I strongly disagree with not being able to give out candy or have a birthday celebration with cupcakes, etc." And those are some of the barriers that we have as classroom, as a school, as a classroom teacher, and as a district. Is how do we send the message to our staff that maybe these parents don't want you bringing in cakes 22 days a year for 22 birthdays, or maybe we're not having Friday soda days. Because we're trying to send that message that we're serving healthy food in the cafeteria, we should be serving healthy food in our classrooms. Last slide, lessons learned. We have a great administration. Our principal has been so supportive. If you're involved in getting involved in schools, make sure you have your administration on board. If you can't get them on board, convince them to be on board. We want to make sure physical activity is embedded in our school from the 4-year-olds to the 12, 13, 14, however old they get. And we realized, too, that changing the food culture is going to be harder than we thought. But as a wellness council, we are going to make sure we continue with this work. We want to bring our food service on our wellness team. We want to make sure that our nutrition environment is healthy. And we want to make sure the kids are still moving. And because of that, and I know I'm getting the look, is that our school wellness council committee, we think, is a powerful strategy to implement district wellness policies and sustainable health, promoting school environment change. We're fortunate to have a strong district policy. Is now, as a wellness council, it's our job to take that district's policy and apply it to our school. So, questions? I don't have time for questions.
Yes,
I could
questions.
Keep going.
There's
talk.
Questions.
Yeah.
I have two questions.
Yep.
Okay. So, do any of your play work games and then the movement minute and the physical activities you're encouraging the teachers, do they receive any kind of spark or catch evidence-based game training or anything like that?
I know our PE teachers are Spark trained. Regarding the physical activity, the Boston Public Schools has a program where they call their wellness champions. So they have, I think right now it's about 250 teachers. For example, myself and Leslie, we are considered wellness champions, and it's our job and our kind of our responsibility to take the district's message and spread that message through our school. Regarding research-based, I know that we're encouraged to use what's called the Jammin' Minute. And it's called Just Another Minute, and it's sponsored by NFL Play 60 and the American Dairy Council, and they have a huge backing. They provide us with electronical support, technological support. The district has some small relationships continuing relationship with the Alliance for a Healthier Generation, which has a ton of resources that are available to teachers. The Celtics have been involved with promoting some of their physical activity plans. So we do have a lot going on. In the Playworks, for example, the Playworks coach meets with every classroom, I think it's every other week or every third week, and takes the class to reinforce those games, but also the sportsmanship and the safe play.
And then second question.
Yep. Behavioral outcomes, I think, speaking from myself, as I teach a very challenging population, and my bio is mental health and challenging students. I teach in the Boston Public Schools emotional impairment strand, and I use physical activity myself more than suggested. And I find the decrease in aggression. I find that I'm much more attentive, and I find kids that self-esteem grows. For me to be able to check that across 850 kids in our building, that's what our challenge is as a council going forward. And there was a two-part to that. There was
any performance grade,
like that. Maybe not research-based data piece, but I can tell you our nurse is the hugest advocate for our Playworks program. She's seeing less kids showing up at the nurse's office. And that's an important piece of data because our nurse's office can be chaos. And if she's seeing 50, 60, 70% less students during the 11 to 2 period when all our lunches and recesses are, she's happy. And I'll be available, email, I can have an email available, anything you need.